again for the blood we have spilled, for the treaties that were broken, for the leaders you have still. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for your sin. Now a new day must begin. Custer died for yourself. The tribes you terminated, for the myth you keep alive, for the land you confiscated, for our freedom you deprived. Custer died for your sin. Custer died for yourself. You pollute, for the life that you have cost, for the good you prostitute, and for all that we have lost. Custer died for your sin. Custer died. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for yourself. Custer died for yourself. Now a new day must begin. Custer died.
All right, well, welcome to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here, and sorry, it's coming in a little bit late there, but a little late than never. So I will get started with some interviews I did this past week. I was at a couple of conferences in Washington, D.C. The second one I went to was the National Unity Conference, which is the United National Indian Tribal Youth Conference. And it was really interesting just hearing all these kids talking about different things they want to do. They got to meet Michelle Obama and talk with her and meet her, and they were just so inspired by her words. Then also they had their conference right after that. So it was a really great week there, and they had tons of other speakers to talk to them as well. So I wanted to play some of these speeches and then some interviews I did as well. We have Superman, he's a native rapper. Leia Spoonhunter was an advocate for Two-Spirit Native American youth. One of the DJs that got everybody excited during the day is MC1. And then they had Adam Beach give a keynote speech the last night there. So I'm going to play part of Adam Beach's keynote speech that he did. And here he's talking about his struggles as a Native American youth. So this was, again, done at the Unity National Conference in D.C.
But the thing that empowered me growing up, I remember I was 16 years old and I was wandering around my neighborhood and I wanted to kill myself. I was very suicidal. Kind of funny, I'm doing a movie called Suicide Squad. But there's a time in my life where it hit me and all the trauma, that was it. I was done. And then one day, me and my friends were taking this course called Flying on Your Own about dealing with trauma. After the third day, it got too crazy for me that I kind of took off. And then my friend came and found me. And then one of my traditional teachers came over and said, look, Adam, we know you hurt. We all hurt. But you take this little pebble, this little stone. We call it a grandfather. Now, these grandfathers are here before anything was living. These stones, they were here when life was created. Now, I want you to take everything you have and give it to this grandfather. Give it that teaching of hate, anger, love, respect, whatever you got. I said, yeah, whatever, okay. They left. One night I went out. And I was like, you want it, man? You want this? I'll show you. And, oh, I cried the river. I broke down mountains. I was swearing, screaming, laughing, crying, everything. And after I was done, I held open my hand and I was like, wow. I found something that enabled me to connect with something that I wanted to run and lose hope and give up. And I picked up this grandfather and I said, thank you. Whatever this is and whatever's happening, I want more. So I went back and I asked, there's like four traditional teachers there, and I said, I don't know what you guys did, but I want more. And they said, good, you keep that stone until you're done with it, and the person that needs it most, you'll know to give it away. That's when you're done with it. So the second teaching, he said, come in. Everybody's asleep. And dude, there was Indians all over the floor. Like 23, I think. It was like a party. It was crazy. But a traditional party. They were sleeping good. So he said, don't step over. You got to walk around them. And I was like, okay. Finally, got to the kitchen, and he's like, so, what did you learn? Not to step on someone. And he goes, no, you're learning to respect them by not stepping on them, but stepping around them. He said, our teachings is about respect. Nothing more, nothing less. Teaching to respect yourself, others, tree, life, rain, water. This tobacco that you're going to start carrying is of life and death. This tobacco is a gift from that creator up there that's around us. And says, if you use this, I will listen. That sound you hear, to us, this sound is the first sound of creation. So when you hear that and you pray, that creator is there listening, making a sound that you vibrate. So the tobacco, when we kill a tree to pull it out to build the sweat lodge, that prayer goes in to give from taking that life. So you put it in. Then when you plant the ceremony and the lodge to go in, you put that tobacco to say, bring this lodge life. So when you walk into that lodge, you touch that willow trees. That's life, empowerment for you. And it comes from that gift, those teachings. I have a phrase that's to be or not to be Indian. That is the question. For too long, people have told us, other said no more. You guys have to turn and become us. We all know the story over the last hundreds of years, or 100 and something years. Boarding schools, residential schools, governments, everything, whatever. You guys are the proof that we are redefining who we are. The message I have for you tonight is that over the last, I'm 43 years old, for the last, I don't know how many years, people have been telling me about a timeline, a historical trauma of how painful it is to be Indian, the sadness, the sorrow, the suicide, the drugs, the alcohol. I'm here to represent and to tell you there's a timeline that has not changed, a timeline that still speaks, a timeline that we walk in prayer, that our ancestors always will walk, and that's that ancestral timeline, building those lodges. I chose one day that I'm going to live in the future. I'm going to live that full circle. An elder told me, said, Adam, when all that stuff started tearing down the Indian spirit in those teachings and those lodges, it's gotten somewhere. Somewhere that circle has to come back, where people will respect our teachings. They will go out and they'll go into the front of their tree and they'll say, hey bird, here you go, tobacco, thank you, love my family. I'm not going to wait until that happens. I'm going to do it now. So if it takes 50, 100, 500 years, I choose it to do now. So I tell people, I'm living in the future. You guys are proving to everybody that's where it's going. How you lead your life as an individual, that is your choice. The favorite words that I use in my life when I look in the mirror, it's not, you're handsome. That's Superman over there, he claims that one. But my words are, the choices you make define who you are. Live by it. Accept your responsibility. Don't say, I'm doing it because of him or her. You're making that choice. Live your own future. You know what you want to be. And I hope you guys choose it today, which you are.
All right, so that was Adam Beach's keynote speech at the Unity National Conference in D.C. And he was their keynote speech the very last night, big banquet dinner, so it was really nice. And they also had Superman. He's a Native American rapper from the Crow Nation. And here, talking about what his message was to the Native American youth.
Just that hope of no matter where you come from, what you've been through, you know, there's always hope. You know, there's always something good to look forward to. There's a future to look forward to. So, and let them know that they have the power, you know, let the indigenous people, we have the power to become great on this earth.
So that was Superman, and I wanted to play the clip of what he does. He does these little workshops with different groups and to show people how he creates his music. And so this one was with a group of the participants there. And what he did was he had each of these participants make a noise or sound or say something. And it's just interesting how he mixes that together. And everybody really had a great time seeing him do that.
That's my cousin. here we go. And yo, one, two, ready, go.
Twitcha! Twitcha!
That's my cousin. That's my cousin. That's my cousin.
So that was Superman and his demonstration of how he makes music. All right. So one of the youth that was there, his name was Leha Spoonhunter, and he is an advocate for Two-Spirit Native American youth. And he put on a workshop on Two-Spirits at Unity, really trying to get information out so there's more of a cooperation and helping Two-Spirit youth come out and just feel safe. Because a lot of times there's a lot of bullying going on. Leha Spoonhunter talks about his workshop and what he did at Unity.
What better way to define our self-identity than to bring back a society that was respected and revered in our tribal nations as doctors and healers and leaders among our tribes and caretakers of our children. So that's... It was very important to bring that awareness to Unity and to have the workshop there, and also to, you know, just bring awareness that our Two-Spirit people have a special place in our tribes, and we need to respect them, and we need to bring that importance back. You know, for me, I'm the first Native ISU Two-Spirit, so these issues mean a lot to me. It was overall positive, a lot of great discussion about where we can go and the issues that we're still facing. Even with marriage equality being legalized across the land, there's still tribes that have marriage bans against same-sex marriage. There's still homophobia in tribes. And so, you know, trying to find a way to curb homophobia, find a way to curb also... Two-spirited youth and two-spirited individuals have high suicide rates. So it's a finding a way to bring that awareness and to curb all the negativity and just try and bring the positive things of this society. We need to know that our tribal leaders and that our community supports us and that they will have that. They will have that respect for us. And, you know, for somebody as young as me and, you know, people younger than me, that's why I'm fighting. That's why I'm advocating, because I want to see the youth respected. I want to see the youth feel comfortable to be who they are and proud of who they are and to build a strong confidence in their identity. Well, I just want to thank Unity and Wendy Weston and the Unity staff for allowing me to do the workshop, and to the Human Rights Campaign for working with us on the three blogs for Native Heritage Month. And that collaboration between In a Country and the Human Rights Campaign will bring this awareness to a larger scale. So that's, yeah, I want to thank everybody who supported me, NCAI as well, who helped me to get the meeting with the Human Rights Campaign and bring this awareness to Unity. So,
all right, so that was Leha Spoonhunter as an advocate for Two-Spirit Native American youth and his workshop that he presented at Unity. And the last person, I hope we can kind of sort of hear this, is MC1. And his job at Unity was to keep the participants excited about what was going on. He was always playing music and keeping them motivated with his music, but you can hear his music in the background as we're doing the interview. So hopefully you can hear his words about what he does, not just at Unity, but all across the United States.
Right now, I'm a youth advocate. We travel the world with One Chance Leadership. We train for so schools, gyms, travel programs. Kind of a hip-hop Dr. Phil, right? Come in, stay in school, don't do drugs, healthy lifestyle. And then we also incorporate the music as a hinge for content delivery. So some of the music that we do is the same content that we would do in a workshop, only it's in rhyme form. So we integrate some of the cultural aspects of today's music with the presentation to kind of make it opposite a little bit. Well, one of the things that Chance talks about when we travel is how, you know, there's a concept that we live in two worlds, and I can see how that can make sense that we as Native live in two worlds. But he says we're all the same Walmart. In other words, it's kind of all one world. The new Native, we live in both Native and world at the same time. We're fully Native, but immersed in this subculture. So we should be able to be full Indian at all times, no matter what. Native with or without regalia. Native with or without some of the attributes that we've seen in. Native for us is being forgiving, being kind, being honest, being integral, taking care of our kids, taking care of our family. That's Native for us, the value system. So the other parts of it are expressive, whether it's drum roll songs, whether it's here. And then that opens up the whole new conversation about hip-hop's conception and how it started with the beat and the drum, and how it's not just a music style, but it's a cultural entity that happened in the United States. It's a culture that consisted of four basic elements. I won't get into here, but I mean, those elements came from one of the most impoverished places in America. It created a culture, not just a music style, but a culture, a renaissance of solving conflict in rhyme, poetry, dance, and art. That's unheard of. It's similar to our culture, and not only that, but hip-hop's also indigenous to America. That culture came from here.
All right, so that's the interview I did with MC1 and what his job was at Unity, you know, keeping everybody excited for the next event. And he threw in some of his own rapping style out there too. So it was really a really great time out there. If any of you have never heard of Unity or even been to one of their conferences, you can go online and look them up. Just Google them. For any young people who are interested in being involved, again, there was over 1,000 youth that were there, and it was just amazing to see this whole room packed with kids and just really excited to hear people speak. I mean, it was just really nice and exciting and refreshing, and I just really was inspired by a lot of these young people and what they had to say. So it's unityinc.org, unityinc.org, and that's the United National Indian Tribal Youth Organization. Again, they got to meet Michelle Obama and hear from all these people. It was just really exciting. It's the first time I've ever been to Unity, so I took a lot of pictures. I have a story in Native News Online. You can look it up on Facebook or in Google. I did a story about the whole event. And I also posted two video I had done. One is that Superman video. I just took the audio from it and played it for you guys, but you can actually watch the video. And then a group from New Zealand was also there, a Maori group, and they actually had the young men come up and do a haka with them. So that was really exciting as well. I was right in front and was able to videotape all these young people doing that. So you can go online and YouTube that. It's just under my name, Rhonda Livaldo, so you can look it up as well. So all that stuff is out there. All right, well, but we'll get back into the music and play something for you guys. Broken Walls, and we have Fly. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
The eagle takes to the high places, and above the storm, you will love it. So fly, 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 fly like an eagle. Yeah, fly, 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 fly like an eagle.
supporting 90.1 FM. There was a guy doing Woody Guthrie. He packed the house. The guy doing Sam Cooke stole the show. And the comedians in the submarine, well, you had to see it. And that was last year's Fringe Fest. This year's Kansas City Fringe Fest begins live performances on Thursday, July 16th and runs to Sunday, July 26th. There's even an art show in Union Station beginning July 12th. KCFringe.org has all the details. KCFringe.org.
90.1 FM is proud to present the KKFI Jazz Band, comprised of our jazz DJs right here at the station. They will be the house band on July 19th at 8 p.m. at the Record Bar, 1020 Westport Road. They will be playing some tunes for you, as well as backing up the likes of Angela Hagenbach, Shay Estes, Ola Mode, and Matt Otto. That's July 19th, 8 p.m. at the Record Bar. All information at kkfi.org/events. All proceeds benefit 90.1 FM KKFI.
Supporting 90.1 FM, Mike Dillon, live at the Brick, Wednesday, July 22nd. Mike Dillon, at the Brick, 1727 McGee, Kansas City, Missouri, Wednesday, July 22nd. All info at thebrickkcmo.com.
Justly or not, drones have become a provocative symbol of American power running roughshod over national sovereignty and killing innocents.
Marjorie Cohn on Death by Drones on Alternative Radio, Wednesday morning at 9.
All right, you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. It's about my time to be getting out of here. Sunset Reggae is coming up for you next, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I'll be leaving you off with some Northern Cree. Everybody have a wonderful week.